Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan. Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Pastor Lucas here with my co-host, Pastor Aaron.
What's up, everybody?
We're coming at you from Cornerstone Church right here in Highland, Michigan.
Hey,
are you looking for a church? Let me personally invite you out to Cornerstone Church.
Yeah.
Find out more information at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Find us on Facebook, Instagram. Check us out on YouTube.
Yeah. Maybe even show up to church tonight.
Maybe.
Because it's Wednesday and we got awesome services happening tonight.
Yep.
If you're looking for a great place to bring your kids, bring your teenagers, we got amazing kids ministry, youth ministry. It's going to be awesome night.
It is going to be an awesome night. I'm really looking forward to church tonight. We got a great message this week from Pastor Tim called Gideon, the Fearful Warrior.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you remember maybe your most fearful moment of life? Do you remember it?
I don't know about the most fearful, but I definitely remember some fearful moments of just being almost paralyzed.
Yeah. I had one moment in particular in my life where I actually got paralyzed with fear. Like I couldn't move.
Yeah.
And that was me and my cousin were out in the field at my grandparents' house together. They lived in this large acreage of land in Ohio.
Okay.
And we were out in the grass looking for UFOs, talking about aliens.
Okay.
And my crazy uncle with really long hair, he had a big mullet.
Yeah. Okay.
Unbelievable. Awesome. Right.
Yeah.
He saw us out there. He was in the barn working on his motorcycles. He saw us and he started like laughing and got a great idea that he would scare us.
Oh my goodness.
But he didn't know we were out there talking about aliens.
Yeah.
We were already scaring each other.
Yeah.
And we were like looking up into the night sky and all of a sudden he had crawled on his hands and knees slowly toward us through the tall grass.
Oh my goodness.
And he was about 50 feet away now.
Yeah.
And he decides now's the time. I'm going to stand up, yell, and run at them.
Oh my goodness.
And his hair is going like, you're just like this memory burn. And me and my cousin dropped to the ground in fear, unable to move. My Uncle Tyron never laughed so hard in his entire life. And we have never forgotten that moment. Like so much fear that you can't move. That you can't move.
Oh, that's funny. It must have been terrifying as a kid, but
great.
No, it's funny.
It's hilarious. It's awesome. I hope one day to do that as an uncle. Let's get to the message.
Let's do it.
It's just the opposite. And I tell you what, it can be that way in our culture now. If I say something, it's all going to come against me. If I speak about Jesus, I'm going to be silenced. If I say my viewpoint on this or my opinion on that, here it comes. Cancel culture is very real. Well, I believe there's certain ways that we can act. Gideon acted and God used him. There's ways that we can act. We can pray for America. Prayer is not our last resort, but our first resort. We can share our faith and invite people and do so with great boldness and with great courage. Let's resist the tendency to dwell in spiritual caves and emotional hiding places because we're just so afraid of the opposition or the rejection that might be out there. We can vote our biblical values when it comes to election. We can live for the Lord and teach our children our faith. We can stand up and speak and tell people about Jesus. Listen to what Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. That's what was happening with Gideon and the children of Israel. They're just being trampled underfoot. They were impoverished. They were intimidated. They were reduced to dwelling in caves. They lost their harvest. They lost their faith. They lost their boldness. They're now in bondage. And the Bible says we're salt and light, but if our salt loses its saltiness, then the Bible says we're good for nothing but to be trampled underfoot by men. And I tell you what, culture can be very strong and oppositions can be very strong. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we don't have to hide and be fearful and withdraw and live in caves. But we can be strong and bold and confident in our faith. Hello? I've just been going at it, haven't I? You guys are sitting there. But you can say, preach it, Pastor. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Gideon was a fearful warrior. You know what? God calls the unqualified. And Gideon was called of the Lord. In Judges chapter 6, verse 14, it says, then the Lord turned to him and said, go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? So go in this might of yours. Later he says, I will be with you. I've sent you. I will be with you. And I want you to know that ultimately is our might or our strength. Go in this might of, well, if I look at myself, I have no strength or not much might at all. I don't find the inner resources to make a real difference. But if I'm called and I have God's presence or anointing, I want to know that's something I can go through and something I can go with and something that will cause me to be an overcomer and a conqueror. So the Lord called this man. He says, I'm calling you to save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Who, me? Me? Don't you understand that I'm the least? I'm insecure. I'm unqualified. I feel inadequate. I want you to know that not only was Gideon unqualified, because he was a fearful man, but we all are unqualified, if we think about it, for the task at hand. The greatest passage of Scripture that I can think about that talks about us being unqualified, but yet the Lord calls us, is 1 Corinthians 1, 26 to 29. For you see your calling. Your calling there is your call to salvation and maybe call to God's eternal purpose or plan for your life. For you see your calling, your salvation, and his eternal plan for your life. How that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. And certainly that's Gideon, right? He was not mighty and noble and wise. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not to bring to nothing the things that are. The reason why God calls people that are unqualified is that no flesh should glory in his presence. God wants to receive all the glory. So if God is using you and working through you and bringing miracles into the world through your witness, people will say that it must be God. It can't be him or can't be her. It needs to be. It must be God. And so Jesus receives all the glory. So I looked up these Greek words. God has chosen the foolish. That word foolish means dull, stupid, absurd, no education. Anybody qualify? He chooses the weak. That means feeble, lacking power, unable to achieve anything great. The Bible says he chooses the base things of the world. Base, ignoble, low-born, of no reputation. Base, low-born. Man, I didn't come from a great family of accomplishment. He chooses those that are despised. That means contemptible or mocked. He chooses those that the world will say are nothing. That means counted as nothing at all. Well, I look at my calling to salvation, and I can truly say that I was the foolish and the weak and the base. I was the type of person that people would say, I can't believe that he got saved. Boy, if you would have ever heard my first message, I practiced for 30 minutes, and then I was done in 10 minutes. And everything I knew about God, I put in that 30-minute message. I'd been saved about a year, and everything I knew about God and everything I knew about the Word of God, I put in that message. It was a chapel message in Bible college, and I practiced. I'd go behind the house and preach to the wood pile, and I'd time myself, and I got 30 minutes out of it. But the day of chapel, I'm standing behind that little makeshift pulpit, and the student body is there, and I got done in 10 minutes. Because, you know, when you're nervous or fearful, your mind freezes up and you lack the ability to flow and to you know, and a lot of it's extemporaneous, and God's not downloading anything because I'm so afraid of their faces. I'm so uncomfortable with how I'm coming across. And I got done in 10 minutes, and I thought to myself afterwards, man, it took 1 year of everything I know about God, everything I know about the Word of God, and all I got was 10 minutes. And how am I ever going to be a pastor? How am I ever going to be a preacher if it takes me a whole year to just get 10 minutes worth? Insecure, inadequate.
You know, they say that a lot of times you have one of three responses to fear. You either have fight, flight, or freeze.
Okay.
I think I would probably fall into the flight category. If I can, I'll just run.
Okay.
And I remember one of the most terrifying moments of my life. I don't know how old I was, maybe 13. I was out in my parents' woods, and my parents have a pretty big chunk of property, and a lot of it's swampland, though. So there's a lot of creatures, a lot of critters. And I remember stumbling upon one of the largest Michigan rattlesnakes that I have ever seen in my life.
Goodness.
I think I've only seen one that was bigger, and it was on my parents' property, and it was the first time that I'd ever seen a Michigan rattlesnake. And I saw it, and I thought it was a corn snake. And so I kind of got up to look at it, because corn snakes look pretty cool. And then I realized this is a rattlesnake.
Oh, gosh.
And I ran.
Yeah.
The fastest that I've ever ran in my entire life.
Did it feel like it was chasing you?
And I was so freaked out. I was like, I don't even like know how I ran. I literally ran across my parents' swamp.
Yeah.
You can't run through a swamp. I ran.
You ran on top of the water.
I was running so fast. I was freaked. I was so scared.
Yeah.
And I got across the swamp, and I was telling my dad, and he's like, Aaron, rattlesnakes aren't fast. And he's like, you're so much bigger than it. Like, all you had to do is take one step back.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but like, it was giant. And I was so afraid.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think that's how we tend to live our life. It's just we live our life so afraid.
Mm.
But there is, like, all I would have had to do is take one step back and I was safe.
Wow.
And if what we would do is just realize that, man, I have the power of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of me, I'm safe.
Yeah.
But we live so often in fear, just like Gideon was, living in fear, living in inadequacy, living in that feeling of being unqualified.
God desires you to be courageous.
That's right.
And brave. And if you hear his voice enough, you'll get there. You'll get there. Let me personally invite you to church tonight. Service starts at 7:00. We got things happening for the kids, the teens, the adults. We've got buses going out to pick up kids and teens tonight around our community.
That's right.
You can find out more information about our bus routes at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. You can also just show up to church tonight with your entire family. We'd love to have you. If we don't see you tonight, that's okay. We'll be right back here tomorrow morning.
Walking in his word.
Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. We'd love to see you at church one day. Please do not be a stranger.